Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Make it as good a day as I can. So the fact that I've assembled this brain trust, which includes Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, the brainiacs of radio, they're all here with me on the Good Day program, trying to figure out what happened to Harrison Ford yesterday. We actually had the audio from the cockpit. All right, so we hit the audio.
That's
really
not it. Hold on a minute.
Oh, Richie, you hit the wrong button? What's the big idea?
No, my audio got changed.
Oh, really? There's nothing worse than changing your underwear and the audio
at
the same time.
I do have it right here. Hold on a second.
Really?
Get off my plane.
That's it. There you go. Now we're talking.
All right, do we really have the audio or not?
I do not.
Okay, good job. Meanwhile, folks, there's no such thing as perfection. Even though some of you are used to listening to programs where there is no problem whatsoever, you know those people are fakes. It's phony. It's fraudulent to have radio programs on the air that sound perfect. There's no game in that. On the Good Day program, you know you're getting a real taste and slice of life.
Oh, wait a minute. I got
Americana.
Here it is.
I knew if I wasted enough time.
Don't you?
No. Do you?
Okay.
How hard can it be?
Okay.
Altimeter. Okay. There's beep. Okay. Fuel.
I love it that his real life crashes also come with music.
What a great score.
Can't do that hard, right?
Now we need a slice of airplane and we're all set.
Here it really is. Here it is. Okay. This is the real one.
Keep your distance, though, Chewie. But don't look like you're trying to keep your distance. I don't know. Fly casual.
There you go. That's
right. Thank you. It's all from the tower of the Santa Monica Airport yesterday afternoon. All right. Bringing you up to date on...
No. Here it is. I'm sorry.
All right,
I didn't know you could fly a plane. Fly, yes!
See, that's it.
He's okay, folks. That's the bottom line. Be fine.
Definitely.
Meanwhile, there's a feminist group, Jennifer, that wants to remove the image of Andrew Jackson from the $20 bill and replace it with a picture of one of the many illustrious women who have been an important part of American history.
Like?
Jennifer Horn. Hillary Clinton.
No. Come on, give me the most famous woman, Dougie. You know women. You're good.
Rosa Parks.
That's a good one. That's not
a good one. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eve. She was a fine American.
She was. She didn't have an Adam's apple, though. Who else is a famous American?
I would say the most famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Jennifer Horn.
No.
Betsy.
Oprah.
Betsy Ross. That's a good one also.
It's not Oprah.
Who did the suffragette? Who was it?
Oh, no. My Dougie's coming. Come on, Dougie. You can do it. You're right there.
I can't remember her name, though.
So she should be on the 20, so you could just pull one out.
Susan B. Anthony. But she's already got it. But I was thinking of Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
All right. Good for you.
I think she'd be the woman that you'd put up there.
So our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, if we were to add a woman to one of our dollar bills, who ought to be replaced?
Let's see here.
27% said Ulysses S. Grant. 22% said Alexander Hamilton.
None of these are women.
17. This is the people we'd replace.
Who should be replaced?
17% said Thomas Jefferson. Let's see here. 15% said Andrew Jackson. 10% said Abraham Lincoln. 7% Benjamin Franklin. 2% George Washington. So my money, if you'll pardon the pun, would be on U.S. Grant as well. He was a useless president, pretty much the way half of the presidents in our country have been. And so why waste your time?
The Civil War. I mean, that's what it...
Well, yeah, it was after the Civil War. So, well, is there a need for somebody who's a modern-day heroine to be on the dollar? And this brings up a point, actually, not kidding here. This does bother me. This sort of thing really bothers me because I think it shows... I started a book last night about women in America. And where they have been and why they haven't been more prominent and how they're sort of taking over now in business, politics, religion, many of the facets in education, many of the facets of our lives where women have been pushed aside now are embracing women. You've heard me say any number of times that I would rather have a woman selling for me my radio program than men because I think they're much better in detail. I think they come up with much better ideas. In general, I just think that they're better at management. There are a few good women who I happen to like strong, effective women. So what I'm attracted to are the kinds of women who would be able to run. Jennifer's doing a superb job running her family's business. Her father says he's in charge, but he gives all of the crap stuff for her to do. And she does a great job, and she never complains. So, I mean, never.
Well.
Sometimes.
Well, moments.
But you also realize that sooner or later it's going to be yours. So there's something to that. But anyway, I just think that women running businesses is a very practical advice. Do we need, like Mrs. Clinton said the other day, a woman president? Yeah, forget the right one. The problem is we keep focusing on it because it's like voting for a guy because he's black for president. That's a stupid reason to vote for him. And it's a stupid reason to vote for somebody because they're a woman. You want somebody who's qualified. And as it turns out, women, most of the time, are more qualified than men in many of the job categories that we have available in our country. So why wouldn't you want to
say most of the time?
Some of the time.
How do you mean?
You can say many times. Some of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, the important
I can pretty
thing
much
about
say
advancing,
what I want.
Yeah. Well, you can. But the important thing about advancing women is not diminishing men while you do it. Because
That's what this book
is. It is such a problem. Men do not know what to do with themselves anymore, and they don't know how to deal with strong women. Mm-hmm. Men don't know if they're supposed to hold doors anymore, if they're supposed to pay tabs. I mean, there's a real lack of, like, defined gender roles anymore. And I think it's kind of, I don't know, it's detrimental to boys.
As a white male... In today's society, we are just like, you're the monster.
Really?
And yeah, as a man,
a long time.
And as a white man, we are a monster to many people. And, you know, me personally, I've tried not to enslave anybody, offend anybody, oppress anybody.
Really?
And,
it hasn't worked too well with me. You've done all those things to me.
Well, with you, it's different. I have to. But it's just
it's like I want to.
We're in a weird place right now, and it's a transitional time, and that's cool. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as Jennifer says, don't abuse men.
Right. Let's not let it get out of control.
Yeah.
And I think that may be the case.
Can't we all just get along?
Let's try to do that. Dr. Dennis Van Engelsdorp is going to join us in a moment. He's one of the foremost. I guess experts would be the way I would categorize this, Richie, when it comes to bees and beekeepers and what's happening to the bees.
I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, we'll find out more about the fate of bees this year in our country in a moment. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Know how!
Now
Tampa Racing. Awesome. Hats. Awesome. Free stuff. Awesome. Now combine those things. Boom. Napa Racing hat for free. Just stop by Napa, buy $25 worth of stuff you were going to buy anyway, and get a free Napa Racing hat. Plus, for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes all of this awesome even awesomer. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/15.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $2.49 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
16 and change after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Dr. Dennis Van Engelsdorp is with us, has a master's degree in apiculture. I was going to say acupuncture, but that didn't work. Apiculture, and has been working with the Canadian government as a consultant to the Beekeepers Cooperative in the West Indies. So, Dr. Van Engels, can I call you Dennis? Because it seems much more...
Yes,
it
no,
takes much should. Less time than if I use your last name. You're an active apiary person, and one wonders about the bees. Last 2, 3, 4 years, there have been a lot of conversation about bees getting sick. We have very many fewer...
They're just disappearing.
Just disappearing. What do people need to know about bees, what they do, and how the fewer bees impact our lives?
Right. So we've been doing a survey of winter loss for the last 8 winters. We haven't done this winter's yet. And on average, 1 in 3 colonies has died in the United States through winter for the last 8 winters. And that's an awful lot of bees. And why that's important is because more than half of the 2.6 million colonies in this country move around on trucks to pollinate different crops. And so most of is in the country right now are in California pollinating the almond crop. And so about 30% of our diet comes directly or indirectly from honeybee pollination.
Mm-hmm.
And so if these commercial beekeepers that move these trucks around start going out of business because they can't keep their colonies alive, that threatens the livelihood of all those farmers that they pollinate the crops for. And so that's all the way from Maine blueberries, cranberries in Massachusetts, apples in Pennsylvania, right down to melons in Florida, and as I said, almonds in California.
All right, so just to clarify here, we control where and when the bees pollinate the crops now?
Many of them, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we need to because these are large expanses, and it's great when the trees are in bloom, but there's not much there when the trees stop blooming, and so we need to take the bees out to protect them from it.
We've heard a lot of philosophies, you know, cell phone signals and radiation and everything. Do we have any idea of what's going on and why the bees are disappearing?
Right. We have three main categories that we think are involved. One is these large parasitic mites, these varroa mites. They're like little vampires sucking the blood of bees. The second is pesticides. Both the pesticides beekeepers have to apply to control the varroa mites, mm-hmm. and pesticides farmers are applying and bringing mm-hmm. back to the colony. And then poor nutrition. And if we look at the Midwest, which is where a lot of bees go in the summer to produce honey, we've seen corn and soybean get plowed in where there used to be a lot of meadows to feed the bees. And so there's just not a lot out there for bees to eat on anymore.
And one of the things that's also, when you say we lose a third of the bees every winter for the last 8 years, that math doesn't quite add up. But I understand what you're saying in terms of the new ones and the old ones. What's the average lifespan of a bee?
Well, that's right. So an individual adult bee in the summer lives 30 days, and in the winter it can live as long as 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes beekeeping unique is that if you have a dead colony and a live colony, you can split your live colony in half, buy a queen, and then you have two colonies again. And so you're able to replace your losses very quickly.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's costly. So we're not worried about bees going extinct. We're worried about these commercial beekeepers going out of business.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very big conundrum, not only here in our country, but around the world.
It's scary.
So thank you for explaining it to us, Dr. Dennis Van Engelsdorp here with the fate of bees and how they impact your life on the Good Day program. 21 after the hour now.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Stories here from the Doug Steffens scrapbook. Crank it up, Richie, the McCoys. Hang on, Sloopy. There is a proposal to make this song officially Ohio's rock song. Apparently, the state government there thinks this is a great idea. Yesterday, the Ohio House voted 82-13 to pass a measure, sending it to the state Senate for consideration to make Hang On Sloopy Ohio's official rock song. The song was released in the summer of 1965, written by Wes Farrell and Burt Russell. Has been a crowd favorite for decades at Ohio State. The marching band performs it pretty much every time they are out, any kind of sports event. A lot of pro sports events feature it as well. So the legislature recognized the song as the state's official rock song. Actually, back in the 80s, the honor apparently wasn't enshrined by law. So the Ohio House passed this bill to designate the tune as the official rock song of the state. So, there is that. And then, too bad we don't have audio of this. I never recorded audio of me in the first, I don't know, what's the oldest audio you have? Bob has some stuff. 1969, right.
Yeah.
So, the very, Richie, go back to the beginning of the song, will you please? Start it all over again. This was the very first thing I ever said on a radio station. Ever. I introduced this song, Hang On Sloopy, by the McCoys.
Hope you get it better than that.
Actually, I was scared. Start it over again. I was so scared.
Another time?
I was so afraid.
I bet.
When I opened the microphone and wondering who was late. This was on the college radio station, too. This wasn't on the commercial station that I went on a year later.
People make fun of you.
I was 17 years old. And wow. It was 18. I was 1965. So it was my sophomore year. I'd worked at the radio station to get rid of my New England accent. And so when they finally decided that I would go on the air, we had a 3-watt radio station, WHCR, wrapped around the wires in the buildings, mostly around the pipes for the water heater. And that's how people got the radio. And I remember whether Silla was the first one to listen to me or not, but it was just an amazing experience. I'd never be able to duplicate it because there are very few firsts in life. But I remember as I heard this, Richie, hit it again. As I heard this, I mean, I started. I'm playing the turntable, hit the switch, and I almost froze. I couldn't almost get this out of my mouth. It was on Bang Records. It was a yellow label with a red cloud over the label, actually, the title for Bang Records. But Hang On, Snoopy, I think it's 2 minutes and, I want to say, 34 seconds, Richie?
3:48.
Is it that long? Huh. I think I had an abbreviated version of it because they weren't that long. There were no songs that were that long at that
time. There was nothing that was 3:48 back then.
So anyway, a couple of stories about Hang On, Snoopy. Now, yesterday's video of the day at DougStephan.com, really not much point in playing the audio. But if you go to, this is, Kenny said you got to watch this before, and I didn't watch it yesterday. You got to watch it. And that's really the only thing you can do. We have had some wonderful videos. Most of the time, whatever captures our attention, any one of us, we send it to Kenny. This is an ad from Geico that basically says, as you watch it, the ad's over before it starts. Except you can't leave it because after the ad's over, there's a dog, St. Bernard, comes up, jumps up on the table, and starts eating everybody's dinner. It was just
a border collie.
All the characters are frozen.
Frozen.
As if the screen is frozen.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's in some you will not lose, so check that out. Video of the day yesterday, and today's is pretty good, too. DougStephan.com, 28 after the hour.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
Uh-oh.
You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, Guitar Center's green tag sale just got better. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for green tags and get incredible deals. Like half off a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. M-Audio Studio Monitors, 70% off list, just $75 each. Or Martin Acoustic Guitar Strings, 4 sets for $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
That's not a lawnmower. That's a zero-turning, fescue-slaughtering chariot of lawn domination, cup holder included. And like all respected machines, it requires a battery, which are now as low as $21.99 with exchange at Napa. That's $21.99 for a lawn and garden battery. And the satisfaction of knowing the weekend warrior rides again. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/15.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Such a good day. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here to overview what's going on. If you want to check in on the daily poll, this is actually fraudulent because it's not daily. It's this poll on Friday lasts for the whole weekend. So there are listed there the top 10 talk topics of the week. You tell us which one is most important to you. They're listed in order, at least as far as the research is done at Talkers Magazine, so you can fiddle with it. You can agree, whatever it is. I'm going to do my polling right now, Richie. I'm moving my magic wand.
Yeah, your wand.
My magic wand over to the list here. And let's see here. What do I think is the most important story of the week? What impacted me the most in terms of interest? The L.A. Skid Row police killing. In terms of what my interests were.
What grabs you first?
Well, how it changed, frankly. The whole story changed as a result of what was first thought and then continuing input as far as video and still pictures are concerned, from all the people that were around there, and learning that this guy had just robbed a bank. And, you know, there were a lot of things that that were not known. And frankly, I'm not one that gives the police a break often, because I think the police act, some police act, not very intelligently. But in this circumstance, not only was the police chief sort of ahead of it, that was the term we used in terms of information, but what really sort of got me was how we all, I felt a little guilty about it, because Jennifer and I were both, as a part-time Angelian and Jennifer a full-time Angelian, it's easy to be critical of the police in Los Angeles, because most of the time they just jump in it and they don't know how to get out of it. In this circumstance, they really did kind of stand back and give themselves enough room to make it seem like what they did made a lot of sense. At the end of the day, at the end of the week, when we look at it, it now looks like what they did had more credibility and justification than certainly what we thought at the beginning of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things develop like that, Richie, I find it intriguing as somebody who makes a living talking about things that are going on around us and observing things that we all need to be better observers. And no matter how skilled you are, how schooled you are, there are details that we leave out. And because we have this maniacal need to be fed so much now with all of the ingredients coming from computers.
And we hop right on.
Oh, my God. There's a bell that rings. Jennifer said her bell was going off on her smartphone yesterday. Ding, 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 when the news came out that Harrison Ford had landed at the golf course.
There was a shooting at CSUN at the college here that I went to school, my alma mater.
Yeah.
Had to dig for information on that, but I got a ton of news alerts on my phone. It was buzzing off the hook about Harrison Ford.
So anyway. I just think that I'm pleased that we learned the real story by this time of the week. So that was number one. How about for you, Richie? What was number one for you?
I would say the SCOTUS Obamacare case and net neutrality.
Supreme Court. Okay. Yeah.
I love Netanyahu, guys. Come on. That was a big one.
That was a big one.
All right. But this is all for you. Kenny?
Selfishly for me, I would say net neutrality. That's going to have a big impact on what I do for a living.
Yeah. It's not going to really, because it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be
the Obamacare thing's important, but that's going to be tied up in courts for years.
A lot of this stuff, that's the thing. These things get, we take the first story and run with it, and then there's no follow-up. There's no follow-through. You don't hear the rest of the story, if you will. God love Paul Harvey. Man, do I wish he was still around. There was a lot of good that came out of that guy's mouth. This week, McDonald's shook up the fast food world. I don't think they have a choice, frankly, because they're being attacked well by people who would like to push them off the top of the mountain. So what they've said is that they're going to only use chicken raised without antibiotics.
You have to at this point.
Well, you got to do that with beef.
You do, and with Carl's Jr. making a big deal about their hormone-free burger and a lot of other chains doing it. I mean, you got to jump on when you're the leader.
Yeah, and Tyson and Purdue have both been fighting this because I think I've told this story any number of times, and I don't want to gross everybody out, but it really is gross. I remember when I went to Pennsylvania, 15 years ago, bought a couple of tractors from a guy who was a chicken raiser. He had two barns, and in each barn he had 35,000 chickens. And he had built these barns to the specifications of Purdue, and they told him, they supplied him with the chicks. He grew them 65 days. That was it. They were in there as chicks. 65 days later, they were
on your plate.
Grown. Well, they were on their way to your plate. And the way they got to your plate from that barn, if you saw what I saw, you would never touch another piece of chicken in your life. Never. Unless you knew it was free range. You would never, never, never. But the demand has grown so much for chicken, because it's easy to grow, it's cheap, and it supposedly is better for you than meat. Really isn't. Especially when you learn how much these things were shot full with antibiotics. These chickens didn't ever move in their 65 days of life. We were just talking about bees living for, what do we say, 30 days. Well, you think that's short. I mean, these chickens have really no, and they don't move. They don't have to move. They plump them up, fill them up with drugs and hormones and antibiotics and everything else.
You know, you go to the grocery store now, and Jennifer says they have no choice. She's right.
No.
You find chicken in the grocery store that doesn't have a tag on it that says antibiotic free.
Yeah. Hormone antibiotic free.
Right.
You have to almost, keep up. Who would buy
almost
it?
Almost all chicken in your grocery store has that tag on it now.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, it's interesting.
So McDonald's makes this big splash, but then they say that it will take 2 years to go into effect.
I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In 2 years.
Come back, come back and see.
You know, this is the problem with all of these big corporations trying to be honest with us about what's in our food now.
Right.
Because they realize we're getting smart.
Right.
But they're trying to fool us. For example, I'm a soda guy, right? In the morning, instead of drinking coffee, I like something cold and crisp.
Yeah.
Right. So now I drink Zevia, which is this stevia sweetened soda. You buy it, and it's like $1.10 a can. It's ridiculous.
Expensive.
But Coke, and Jennifer and I have been talking about this, has a new product called Coca-Cola Life.
Life.
And what it's supposed
green
to be.
Green label. It looks very good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What it's supposed to be is this all natural soda, right? Well, what they, I think, really doing, because it's just starting to hit the markets here in the U.S., is they say it's sweetened by pure cane sugar and stevia.
Mexican Coke. It's what it really boils down to. Mexican Coke is just using real sugar.
Right.
You know, Mexican Coke is not high fructose corn syrup.
But they say it's sweetened with stevia, too.
Right.
But you look at the sugar content in the thing, and it's like, bam, off the charts,
mm-hmm.
which means it's almost all pure cane sugar.
Yep.
And
it's all sugar.
Just stick a little teeny bit of stevia
so
in it,
so sticky.
Just so they can put it on the label.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one other quick food story from DougStefan.com today. Prairie Farms releasing Peeps-flavored milk.
Oh, it's exciting.
News is... That is,
that sounds awesome.
This
I'm
from
sorry.
The Peeps movie.
Ugh.
Every stoner out there is like, yeah, buddy.
Right.
Starting this week, Peeps milk will be available in three flavors: marshmallow, chocolate, and Easter eggnog.
What's wrong with chocolate milk, Rich?
Peeps. That was back to the sugar thing.
Just thinking about melting those.
Oh my God!
Sponges and putting them in a glass and drinking it is disgusting.
Yum!
Oh,
I drink
delicious.
It up. It's at DougStefan.com. Uri Geller, I guarantee you, he's not touching any of this chicken or any of this milk. Joins us next here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Pronounce his name is Uri. I learned that. Yeah, and it took you such a long time to actually. You didn't correct me. I just heard somebody, I don't know whether it was Shippy, your brother-in-law, or whether it was Hannah, somebody, when we were talking, and this is a couple of years into our friendship, and I'm saying Uri, and everybody's saying Uri. And you never corrected me. Why didn't you correct me and tell me how to pronounce the name correctly?
Well, because I got used to people calling me Yuri. Yuri is a Russian name, and it's spelled Y-U-R-I.
Right.
My name is ancient Hebrew. It's Uri, mm-hmm. which actually means my light.
Right.
And it's very unusual, but the Hebrew language hasn't changed in 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. So you write, you find writings from thousands of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they're exactly as we write today.
All right.
I find that fascinating.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. And I don't know. You and I talk politics when we're together alone. We don't much talk politics, but because now you spend more time living in your native Israel, and I wondered where you were, I kind of thought you might be a supporter of Netanyahu, but I don't know that we've ever talked about it. You know that I've met him.
Yeah.
You think Uri would support Netanyahu?
I bet he supports his speech this week.
All right. So tell me, because there's a whole huge lot of controversy, as you know, about Netanyahu coming to America this week to address Congress. What did you think about that idea, and what did you think about what he did here this week?
Look, I
as
know,
a native Israeli,
obviously, I'm in touch with him and his lovely wife, Sarah.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I spoke to her, texted her just before she went into the Congress hall. I'm all for that speech. Maybe you don't like to hear that.
No, I'm happy to hear it. I think I was happy to have him there.
And I'm amazed at some of the reactions of Democrats, especially when Pelosi said she almost cried. Come on. This is to do with Israel existing and not being destroyed and wiped off the map, as you know, the leaders of Iran are calling for Israel to disappear off the map.
Mm-hmm.
I find it incredible that a few days before the speech, or before Kerry went down to the Middle East, the Iranians mocked up, and you know this, a aircraft carrier and blew it up. There is no way you can predict what will happen 10 years from now, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just concerned that if Iran gets the bomb, there will be a nuclear race in the Middle East. And if the regime is held by a fanatical person, only God knows what might happen. Now, what hasn't been said, and I'll say it for the first time on your show, is that the Americans think, oh, we are far away. Nothing can happen to us, but you're dead wrong. Because if a nuclear weapon explodes in the Middle East and the winds blow the radioactive material, it can blow it all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Look what happened after Chernobyl.
When the Chernobyl mm-hmm. disaster happened,
mm-hmm.
Grass and cows were poisoned here
yep.
with radioactivity. The wind takes this deadly stuff to all the four corners of our planet. It's that deadly. It's that dangerous.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that strikes me also about this, the disingenuous side of this, you know my fondness not only for you but for Israel. I've been there four times. I find it a fascinating place in so many different ways. But the thing that is so fraudulent about this, and this is not, my program is not aimed at having political commentary, because I just think sometimes you turn people off, and why turn them off? But in some circumstances like this, I think that it cries out for not only commentary, but people just like, hello, think this through. So the 10-year deal keeps them supposedly from building a nuclear device. It doesn't keep them from going to China or Russia or anybody else that has them for sale and buying them. So what do you have? It's one of these really horrible jokes played on people, because what you hear is one thing, but it's only half of the story. And so I just, you know, I knew that this would be something that you'd be passionate about. You have on occasion, you've supported Democratic presidents and Republican presidents, and so it always depends on what their status, or sorry, their stance is with regard to supporting Israel. And so I knew what the answer was, but I thought I'd ask it.
You know, Doug, America, you know, does help Israel. and we do get a lot of money from Israel, and as the news says, you did help us with the Iron Dome and many other aspects, but this is a different ballgame altogether, Doug. If we allow the Iranians to have a nuclear weapon, once again, I'll repeat, only God knows what will happen or what might happen.
Why are you so out of breath? What have you been doing?
I'm riding my bike.
Are you in the
conservatory?
Are you in the conservatory? You're in the conservatory.
I'm basically going uphill, and my heart rate is, about 156 beats
good
per minute.
All right, you sound fine. All right, we got the story. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com. That website could change your life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Listen to this.
We were poor, but we had.
Can we get to the twang of this, Jennifer, or not?
Love it.
One thang. Hey, thang. Loretta Lynn from the movie Coal Miner's Daughter, number one movie this week in 1980. Yeah, we went back in the moldy oldies for this one. That's a good movie. I think, frankly, I think most of us would think the music is better from it than the movie itself. I'm not going to speak for Chuck. Chuck, am I right or not?
I believe that movie won a few Oscars.
Did it? I don't remember that.
I don't know if it was his first picture, but one of the first pictures is Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay, now I'll revise my opinion. All right, there. So there it is. Movie music.
That quickly, huh?
Yeah. You're.
Wow.
You're a magician.
I'm very flexible when it comes to my opinions about things. What is it? Somebody said to me once, my opinion is based on the last guy I talked to before I go through the door. That's how malleable my mind is. So, now.
Well, if you're that easy, I take Visa, MasterCard, and
American. Yeah. I know. Okay. Yeah. You know, if you're going to take it, I'm coming back to your house for a spaghetti dinner. How long has it been since I... The last time I went there, your wife made a nice spaghetti dinner for us. God, how long ago was that?
I had it at least 6 years ago.
More, I think, even. All right.
Yeah.
So let's get
it was great to see you for the half hour, though.
Oh, you got a half hour.
I can run, but I got to go.
I had a plate of spaghetti, though, before I left.
Anyway, the best part of it was I met your daughter. I hadn't met your daughter before. Anyway, the movie today for our contest, number one movie during this week in 1987, this will be, I'm going to guess, maybe 3-4 seconds before people figure it out. 888-302-3684.
Well, the first cut is only 2 seconds long, so it shouldn't take that long.
Okay, go ahead.
You really are crazy.
Yeah, okay. You got to figure out which one it is, though.
It was hard to hear, but I
you get it. Okay, play the next one, and we'll figure it out.
Now I can read you guys your rights, but nah, you guys already know what your rights are, don't you?
That was before he really lost or was able to reduce his Australian accent enough. He's not South African. He's Australian, right, Chucker?
He's Australian.
Yeah, all right. So what's the name of this movie? You got it figured out. 888-302-3684. You automatically qualify for our drawing. The weekend for two at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. We'll give it away the end of March. Here's the last clue.
You haven't met anybody you didn't kill.
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
Yeah. All right. 888-302-3684. What's the name of the movie for the qualification? Chucker tells us about the movies that are coming out this weekend. That horrible movie, Chappie. Man, does that look like a piece of garbage? That's what he'll explain.
Stick around to hear what a piece of garbage is.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
After these
Hi,
words.
Welcome to AT&T. Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, well, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks. That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I
this
think we
nice.
Just bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
All right, I always love it when people come up with really good guesses that are not necessarily on target. Fred, what's the name of the movie? Hi, how are you doing?
My guess is Waterworld.
Good. That's a good guess.
Yeah, not bad.
No, not the right guess.
Water in the background.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, thank you. Here's Ron in Grand Rapids. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
How do you do?
Good.
All right, have I ever talked to you before?
Probably last year.
Really? And did we have a nice conversation?
Absolutely.
Good. I remember it well then. All right. What's the name of this movie?
Lethal Weapon.
That's it. Lethal Weapon. Yep. That was a very interesting series. All right. Chucker, what's coming out today? Chappie, yes or no?
I'm going to go see it tomorrow night, but reviews on Rotten Tomatoes are much weaker than expected. 33% positive, which means much more negative.
It's like a piece of crap to me.
Short Circuit meets RoboCop. And it's tracking at around $17 million box office, which is not good considering it's an expensive film. Also opening Unfinished Business, a new comedy with Vince Vaughn, expected to bomb, just 7% positive.
Yeah, who wants to see him? When's the next Liam Neeson? Isn't there a Liam Neeson movie coming out pretty soon?
That's next weekend.
Next weekend. All right, another shoot 'em up. So
yeah, I have a very, very special set of circumstances. I'm going to kill you.
That's it, right.
And I'll take the $20 million paycheck.
All right, that's it. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.